The Senate Finance Committee yesterday gave a warm welcome to Mike Leavitt, President Bush's nominee to head the Department of Health and Human Services. The committee's questioning of the former Utah governor also gave a preview of some major health care fights to come. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Finance Committee members were so impressed with Leavitt, who currently heads the Environmental Protection Agency, that some, including Mississippi Republican Trent Lott, actually teased him.
To be governor of a state and then to be administrator at EPA and now to be secretary of HHS. I'm proud of you, but I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, why you would want to do all these things.
On that, as with most other questions, Leavitt was ready with a quick answer.
My time in politics has taught me that public service is dependent on a steady supply of people who don't know what they're getting themselves into.
What Leavitt knows he's getting himself into is what's shaping up as a major fight over the fate of Medicaid, the joint federal-state health program for the poor. Leavitt yesterday repeated an assertion he also made a day earlier at a hearing of the Senate Health Committee.
Medicaid is a vital program, but it's not meeting its potential to do good in the lives of this nation's poor.
Democrats, however, were quick to challenge that. Medicaid costs are going up not because the program is inefficient, said Montana's Max Baucus, but because there are more people enrolling.
Medicaid growth is lower on a per capita basis than both Medicare and the private insurance sector. Lower on a per capita basis than either Medicare or private insurance.
Leavitt, however, ducked the big question of the hearing, whether he supports a rumored Bush administration budget proposal to cut as much as $100 billion out of Medicaid and to cap its currently unlimited spending. Every time a Democrat or Republican asked about the caps, here's how he responded.
I believe that mandatory populations should remain mandatory and that optional coverages and groups should remain optional.
That position, however, would allow Leavitt to safely support the Bush administration's 2003 Medicaid proposal. It would have continued to provide unlimited funding for people and services Medicaid law requires states to cover, but cap spending that's optional, including prescription drug and nursing home coverage. Even some Republicans, like Maine's Olympia Snow, oppose caps.
It would not only shift the cost to the states, I think it clearly would undermine support in those services for the neediest populations without question.
Another big fight is shaping up over the issue of drug prices. Leavitt is so far towing the administration line that it's too dangerous to allow cheaper prescription drugs to be imported from other countries, and he said he's unlikely to support efforts to give him authority to negotiate drug prices under the new Medicare benefit that starts next year.
We should be quite cautious as to not become the setter of prices as opposed to a player in a market.
Leavitt is likely to win unanimous support from the committee, which could vote as soon as today, although more likely early next week. But his confirmation by the full Senate could be delayed if a threatened fight develops over drug imports. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.